Following a stormy end to the weekend, our work week will get started off on the quiet side. Up above, a strong shortwave ridge will take hold today, and at the surface, this will translate to a fairly strong area of high pressure. Expect plenty of sunshine throughout the day. Temperatures will be warmer as well, closer to seasonable averages. Dew points a bit more comfortable in the 50s to near 60 for most. Our upper-level ridge will quickly flatten as another shortwave trough passes overhead for Tuesday. This will touch off a few showers and maybe even a rumble of thunder or two, but widespread rain and severe weather is not expected at this time. Best chances at this time to see rain will be along and south of I-90, particularly into the Catskills. Looking mid to late week, we will have enough warm air and some moisture in place that any kind of weaker upper-level energy should be strong enough to touch off daily showers and storm chances. And while storms don't look like a washout, we will need to expect at least a daily opportunity of pop-up activity following a diurnal cycle, that is, afternoon showers and storms with activity dwindling after sunset. Late week guidance is showing the ridge flattening enough to allow the possibility of a bit more widespread shower and thunderstorm activity July 4th and into the weekend. But right now, models haven't quite nailed down which day will be the most active, so don't expect a washout on July 4th, but don't expect it to be dry all day either. Forecast should be fine-tuned as we get closer to the tail end of the week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, a nearly stationary frontal boundary draped from the upper Great Lakes to the central plains will be the focal point for more showers and thunderstorms over the next couple of days. Storms could contain severe weather along with heavy to possibly excessive rainfall. There is a slight risk for both today. Damaging wind gusts and isolated tornadoes will be possible within the stronger storms. A stronger cold front dropping in from the north tomorrow will increase chances for showers and storms, with yet another risk for severe weather across portions of the northern high plains. Meanwhile, relief is finally in sight for the central U.S. from a several-day-long heat wave as a persistent upper-level ridge retreats a bit further south. Temperatures today will cool to near or just above average, and all heat advisories from over the weekend have been allowed to expire. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s, expect a pleasant breeze out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. In Boston, high temperatures will be near 80 degrees, expect a northeast breeze around 5 to 10 miles per hour. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with high temperatures in the upper 70s, expect a southwest wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high temperature was 81 degrees and the average low temperature was 60 degrees. The record high temperature is 99, set back in 1913, and the record low is 45, set back in 1978. Sunrise today, 5:21 a.m., sunset, 8:37 p.m., a total of 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, a net loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from 28 degrees Sunday morning at Gates Park, Montana, to 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, Sunday afternoon. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Expect mostly sunny skies today with high temperatures ranging from the upper 70s in the Northern Adirondacks to the low 80s for the Champlain Valley and North Country. Wind will be light out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect increasing clouds at temperatures in the mid-50s for the northern Adirondacks to low 60s for the Champlain Valley North Country, all with light wind. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, expect mostly sunny skies today with high temperatures in the mid-80s. Wind will be light out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, increasing clouds with low temperatures falling into the low to mid-60s, also with light wind. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, expect mostly sunny skies today with high temperatures in the low 80s. However, expect it to be a touch cooler in the upper 70s for the northern Catskills. Wind will be light out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, expect increasing clouds with low temperatures falling to near 60 degrees, also with light wind. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine today with high temperatures expected into the upper 70s. Wind will be out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, expect more cloud cover with low temperatures falling near 60 degrees with light wind. For the greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, expect mostly sunny skies today. High temperatures will be in the low 80s, with highs expected to be a touch cooler in the Greens and Berkshires into the upper 70s. Wind will be light out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, you should expect increase in clouds with low temperatures falling into the low 60s with light wind. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, expect partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies, especially around isolated showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon. Expect a high temperature in the mid-80s. Wednesday, a near repeat, partly cloudy skies with an isolated shower or two. High temperatures will be into the upper 80s. For your Thursday, July 4th forecast, expect partly cloudy skies becoming mostly cloudy. Afternoon showers and thunderstorms will be possible. High temperatures will be into the upper 80s. For Friday, partly cloudy skies will become mostly cloudy with high temperatures into the upper 80s, more afternoon showers and thunderstorms. And lastly, for Saturday, expect partly to mostly cloudy skies. High temperatures a touch cooler in the mid-80s, but another round of afternoon showers and thunderstorms will be along the way. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.